This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced another change in his administration Saturday with his scandal-plagued Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke leaving the administration by the end of the year. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The former Republican congressman from Montana has been dogged by ethics probes, including one centered on a Montana land deal involving a foundation he created and the chairman of an energy services company that does business with the Interior Department. Investigators are also reviewing Zinke's decision to block two tribes from opening a casino in Connecticut and his redrawing of boundaries to shrink a Utah National Monument. The Interior Department's internal watchdog has referred an investigation of Zinke to the Justice Department. Zinke has denied wrongdoing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal judge in Texas has ruled the Affordable Care Act is invalid, but supporters of Obamacare promised to appeal while President Trump is seizing the moment to call for an overhaul. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Obamacare remains in effect while appeals are happening, but President Trump, who campaigned on repeal and replace, tweeted Congress should pass a new health care act.
It's a huge loss for the American people. So if President Trump sees this as a victory, that's very unfortunate.
Law professor and health care expert Timothy Joe says because the Affordable Care Act covers so many aspects of health insurance for those getting it themselves or from their employers, this ruling affects almost every American.
The protections of the Affordable Care Act extend to every form of insurance coverage.
Jost predicts it will go to the Supreme Court, which will uphold Obamacare. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protesters were out in force for a fifth weekend of marches in France on Saturday. As Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports, the marches happened despite President Emmanuel Macron's backtrack over his contested economic policies.
Police battled another wave of discontent with tear gas and water cannon as scuffles broke out in Paris. Government cuts, tax hikes, and the cost of living continue to ignite tensions across the country, and topless activists from feminist group Femen also joined the protests, facing off with security forces just steps away from the Élysée Palace. But authorities have noticed a drastic drop in turnout, with around 33,500 protesters counted in France so far, compared to 77,000 around the same time last week. Government officials and opposition politicians called for protesters to stay off the streets this weekend after four people were killed in a gun attack at a Christmas market in Strasbourg earlier this week.
That's Reuters reporter Lauren Anthony. The World Food Programme says reopening the Yemeni port of Hodeidah is crucial to efforts of staving off famine in that country. A ceasefire agreement reached earlier this week appears doubtful after fighting around the port on Friday. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhussel says millions of Yemenis buy their food in open markets, but a blockade of the port has made even the essentials extremely expensive.
And we hope that when the port will again work at normal capacity, more food will come on the private market, and potentially the price of the food for those millions of people who buy it will not go up anymore.
Verhussel says the WFP is scaling up its operations to reach 10 million of the most vulnerable people in Yemen this month. There are plans to reach up to 12 million in the new year. Egypt announced the discovery of a private tomb belonging to a senior official from the 5th dynasty of the pharaohs, which ruled roughly 4,400 years ago. Antiquities Minister Khalid al-Anani said the tomb in Saqqara, just west of Cairo, was exceptionally well preserved.
It's a private tomb. It is exceptionally well preserved and colored with sculpture inside. It belongs to a high official and priest who worked during the 5th dynasty.
In recent years, Egypt has heavily promoted new archaeological finds to international media and diplomats in the hope of attracting more visitors to the country. And the U.S. military says it killed eight members of the Al-Shabaab extremist group with an airstrike south of Somalia's capital. The U.S. Africa Command statement says the airstrike occurred Saturday near Gedersha, a coastal community. It says no civilians were involved. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.